Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Blessed be the holy name and blessed be the God. I just want to know, my God, is your greater is here? Is your greater is here? Some of you need to go ahead and allow that to prophesy to yourself that it's already here. My greater is here. My question is here. My time is now. My time is not back then. My time is not going to wait for another year, another time to come, or another movement to take place. My time is now. My movement is now. The greatness that God done placed inside of you, it's time to come out when? Now. It ain't time to hold your head down. It ain't time to cry, God Almighty, cry over spilled milk. But it's time for you, my God, to lift your head up, to stand upright all over the world, and keep walking. Because why? You going into your greater. You walking into your greater. God is preparing you for something special. He's preparing you, my God Almighty, for the biggest move, the biggest breakthrough in your life. Keep walking. I know the walk might get hard, but keep walking. I know the walk might get heavy. Keep walking. I'm telling you right now, because the order to get greater, you're going to have to go through some struggles. The order to get greatness for life, you're going to have to go through some disappointment. You're going to have to go through struggles. You're going to have to go through some aggravating moments. You're going to have to go through something about persecution lying on you. You're going to have to go through a moment to get to that greater position, that greater movement, that greater place in your life. I'm telling you right now that God has greater. I can care less what men don't tell you. I can care less what men don't thought of you. But God got the last say so. He has the last word over your life, over your family life. And I'm telling you right now, my God, I'm about it. Locus, pressing and locus, you keep moving. Locus, you keep walking. Locus, you keep running. Locus, you keep falling. Locus, you keep, God, taking baby steps. You want to get to that greatness. You want to get to that place. You want to get to that place that God has for you, my God. But I got to tell you, you got to keep growing. Because greater is here. Greater is here. Somebody need to worship this morning. I think you get to go ahead and get to worship the living God this morning. It's more greater in your life. Don't look at me as another broadcast this morning. That's all. God, I just need you. I'm just trying to get some motivation. But maybe you got to get to do something. Let's begin to worship. Let's begin to come out here and come out here.
Greater anointing.
Your time is now. Your time is now. And I thank God for each and every one of you, my God Almighty, for tuning in this morning. But God has greater for you. And he's preparing a lot of you and is preparing you in this now time right now for greatness. And at the end of the day, for an individual to walk in greatness, it doesn't feel good, my God, to be made into greatness, to be molded into greatness, to be shaped into greatness. My God, greatness in your health, greatness in your walk, greatness in your mind, greatness in your business, greatness in your finances, greatness in your salvation, greatness in your relationship. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it is your greatness and it is your time, but you cannot back up and you cannot, my God, give up or throw in the tower. You're going to have to keep moving, my God, because I feel the rain of the Holy Ghost gonna get ready to come into your life. You're just about there for the biggest breakthrough of your life. But you have to keep going, keep going, keep moving, because God has greatness for you. Listen, I'm about ready to go and soar in the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty, somebody about to turn me down because I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling each and every one of you all over the world, my God, France, Norway, Turkish Island, I thank God for you, my God Almighty, Asia, we bless God for you, Canada, we bless God for you, but greatness is here all over the world, regardless of whatever continent or nationality you are, the same God we serve here in America, the same God we talk in English, it's the same God that, my God Almighty, understands us. Understand Swahili, understand my God Almighty, Arabic. That's the same God all over the world. And greatness is in you. Greatness is for you. But I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. And I'm telling you right now, the turnaround starts when it starts now. You don't make up your mind that I am more than a conqueror. And I refuse to allow this here or whatever you're going through to stop me from getting to my greatness. My God Almighty. God bless you, Mother Price. We're going to begin, my God, that the woman of God to come on in and intercede in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, God is preparing you for something bigger, bigger than your situation, bigger than what you're going through, bigger than, my God Almighty, you, your family, bigger than I. I'm telling you right now, but you have to keep going to see the promise that God has for you. And I'm telling you right now, God has a movement that is taking place in your life. God bless you, Mother Price, my God Almighty.
A blessing is mine. Oh, morning to each and every one of you. First of all, I give honor to God who's ahead of my life. I'm from first, baby. Ed. Frontline and friends. Father God, in the name of come to one for humbleness, we know how, God. First of all, God, we come repenting, God. Come repenting, God, for everything that we thought that was like you, God. Everything we said to someone like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for a brand new day, God, that we never seen before, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, and letting us arise one more time, God. Getting our business in order with you. Getting business in order is not like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. And for another opportunity, we thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity, God, to get our house clean, God. To get it in order, God. So we realize, God, you'll soon come back. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, you come back. Everything will be in order, God. Don't let it be said too late for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, of the word that we have heard, God, your instructor, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, continue to let us come out before you, God. Oh, continue to let us love like we need to be loving, God. And to be a mind regulator for us, God. Oh, God, you said if we kept our mind on you, you'll give us purpose. God, so we thank you for the peace this morning, God, that you have given to us, God. We thank you how you shield and protect us all last night. And to this point, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. So we say thank you, God. Oh, God, we give you all the glory this morning, God. And the praises in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we pray, God, don't let us be stiff-necked, God. Don't let us be disobedient, God. Oh, God, let us, cut of O'Shea, God, come to you like never before, God. Let us continue to pull on you, God. Let us continue to walk more and more of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That we can walk right like you, God. That we can think right like you, God. Have a mind of Jesus Christ, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we just give you all the praises, God. Oh, God, we lift up the homeless everywhere, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you keep a shelter over their heads, God. Oh, God, God, first of all, God, we just thank you, God, for giving them a mind to let them know this is just a temporary situation, God. Let them know some things we just got to go through. In the mighty name of Jesus, but let us continue to push like never before. Oh, God, and come to the remote shape, that you'll bring us out of any situation, God. So we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the food on our table, God. Oh, God, we realize somebody this morning don't have anything on their table, God. So then, to give us enough gratitude to just say thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. But don't let us ever forget to pray for somebody else, God. Oh, God, on the most, God. To love on someone else, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to pour your passion out in us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. When we see something that we can do, God, don't let us turn our heads, God, to the left and ignore it in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so we just say, ain't gonna no more shake, God. Let us continue to reach out for souls, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, but when we reach out, God, let us have love and kindness, God, because of the remote shake. That love out of the remote shake for us in the name of Jesus, God. We realize all of us have some kind of flaws, God. Oh, but yet and still, God, we say thank you, God. The Lord said, oh, continue to wash us, God. Continue to purge us, God. Like never before, God. We thank you for the breaking, God. The Lord said, we thank you for the making, God. There even the pressing in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, it don't feel good, but it's all for our good because of the Moshe. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing us up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, then we look upon our family members, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save and deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, in spite of all, God, let us tell them about Jesus out of the Moshe. Let us tell him about his love and his kindness. Oh, and deliver. He's still delivering. He's still healing. He's still making ways out of nowhere. Out of the most, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you give your people traveling mercy, God, to their destiny and back. And go to the most safely in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every prayer warrior up this morning, every intersection, God, this morning, God, every teacher, the Moshe this morning, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you give them strength, God, to go on, and do the will of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, in spite of what anybody else saying. Oh, but let them keep their eyes stayed on you, God. Let them walk in peace. Let them be a peacemaker, no matter what the situation may be, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every leader this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to stay up on the wall, God, and let them do your perfect will, God. And continue to let the truth roll from their lips of faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray this morning for every leader, God. Strengthen them, God. And then pour out your flock, God. Pour back into them in the mighty name of God. Oh, God, put peace all around them like never before, God. Hey, glory to God. Let them walk in your steps, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you all for your glory, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you for you, what you're doing in this season, God. I was seasoned, God. I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for what you have done, hallelujah, and what you're doing even right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your peace, God. This morning, God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for bringing us up, God. Here comes the Robo Shake, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, we thank you this morning, God. Hey, glory this morning. Somebody needs to sit on beside their bed and begin to shake themselves. Is nothing that you did to make you to realize that you got breath in your body this morning, but you need to praise God this morning. Begin to praise him. Let him know that you thank him this morning. In the name of Jesus, hold a little shake, God. Somebody this morning needs you, Jesus. Hold a little shake, God. Let them begin to thank you. This kind of little shake. Let them begin to praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you even this morning for the streetwalkers, God. We realize, God, they are tired, God. Hold a little shake, God. Let them begin to call on the name of Jesus. Hold a little shake. The name of Jesus has got power in it. The name of Jesus will clean you up. The name of Jesus, out of the motion. Oh, it'll make you walk out of the motion. It'll make you walk right. It'll make you talk right. It'll make you look right. Out of the motion. Oh, just because it's right. It comes out of the motion in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing for our minds this morning, God. We thank you for the blood that's upon our minds, God. It makes us because we want to think right. We want to have the right things in our mind, not the negatives, God. Oh, we bind up negatives to go to both house this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, it's honorable shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry on you this morning, God. We cry for you this morning, God, to help us, God. Put us in that place where we need to be with you, God. Oh, face to face, God. Honorable shake, God. So close to you, God. So close to you, God, that we could just always feel your presence, God, of the most. Oh, when we don't even feel it, oh, yet and still we know you are with us, God. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out for you this morning, more, God, of the most. Don't just let us stop at this point, God, because it's more of you, God. And we want more and more of you, God. And glory to God this morning, God. When people say we can't, God, you say we can, Lord. So we thank you, God. Oh, God, we encourage somebody this morning, God. Let them know how, that Jesus loved them. How, let them know that he is still a maker. Hey, let them know how they're not such in a bad shape that you can't do nothing about it. They go to the most shape. God is not of the most shape. He's powerful. He has all powers in his hand. They go to the most shape, God. We thank you this morning, God, for opening your people's eyes, God. We thank you this morning, God, for opening deaf ears this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We cry out today, God. If we on this Jesus journey, God, don't let us be so easily, God, to be misunderstood. Don't let us be so easily be intimidated that our feelings are hurt, God. Oh, God, a whip of strong, God. A whip of just like a soldier, God. Walking for the Roboche, God. Straight ahead, out of the Roboche. Oh, the glory to God this morning, God. We lift up every emphasis this morning, God. We pray, God, that you keep them safe. You put your angels around them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God of the Moshe, meet their needs, God. For their pampers and their milk, God of the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God of the Moshe, God. We thank you this morning, God. We don't take you for granted, God. Oh, God, when we get up in the morning, when you allow us to get up in the morning, God, the first thing we say, God, the most say, from these lips of clay is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for shielding us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't even know what to do, God. If it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't even be here, God, the most say. Oh, glory to God. This morning, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Somebody should have a thank you in the spirit this morning. Begin and walk the floor and just say thank you. That's enough to let God know you appreciate everything that he has done for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, that is covering us. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Thank you for every ear that has an ear this morning to hear what God has to say, God. We thank you for the woman of God with the word coming forth, God. Let us get in position, God, and receive the word, God. Hide your word in our heart, God, that we may not sin against thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask that you bless the woman of God just to have your way in her life, God. Let her begin to wrap that out on her bow shape and open her mouth and let you begin to flow like never before, a rivers of water this morning, God. We thank you, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Day right there. I dare you to just go ahead and give God a thank you. A thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for all that he done did for you. Even though things right
thank
now
you,
might not be in his perfect situation, but he still brought you. And we're going to give him thanks. We thank him for that.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
We're going to keep
thank
it moving.
You,
our very own Minister Juanita is on of God. Bless her. And
amen.
To share some encouraging words, what God has that laid on her. God bless you, Minister Juanita.
Okay, amen. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Temple. And First Lady Lakeisha, and good morning to the co-laborers in the Lord. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for his grace and mercy in Jesus' holy name. I'll be coming from Psalms 139, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down city and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. I read the first verse through the 10th verse of Psalm. God knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts. God is the author. God is the beginning. God is the author in the beginning of our end. He is. All things that we have done and all our trials and tribulation, God is always there. God put us to sleep and he wakes us up. No matter what we do or where we go, God is always there for us. All our cares, thoughts, worry, he's in the midst of us. And you know, he knows the thought and the intent of your heart. He knows it. God knows what you're thinking. God knows what you're going to do. God knows what you're going to say. God knows your sin. God knows when you're angry. God knows what you're feeling. There is nothing hidden. Nothing hidden from God. You know, he is our everlasting God. He's all-knowing God. Nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing can be hidden from him. Nothing. We can't hide from him. Because he's the creator. And you know, God made everything. And we are his greatest creation. We are his greatest creation. For we are made on. And I would like you to come and go with me to verse 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I pray that these words have encouraged you this morning. God bless you. And I will turn over into the hand of Pastor Temple.
Amen. You know what? You said something very awesome, Minister Juanita, and that's basically what God has been trying to tell us. You know, it comes to a time to where we have to search us. So many times we'll go ahead and put our outlook on individuals and what an individual that is not doing right and what order they walking in and what order he and she and all this kind of stuff to where we forget about putting the search on ourselves, and that is ourselves is preventing us from receiving our blessings, our breakthrough, our miracles. One thing that God says that I'm with you everywhere. Wherever you go, I goes wherever it is, because he is the creator. He is the creator. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I'm challenging you. We got to begin to put more, my God, inward search on ourselves than inward search on individuals. It's so easy for us to look at individual and see an individual imperfection and to cast stones and give them the reason why you in this situation, you in this. You know, the saints of God, let me get in trouble for a little bit, and I'll normally get into them. You know, the church, a lot of church, you know, people and church language, that we love to point the reason why. The reason why you're going through this is because God got his, you know, the reason why you're going through this, or the reason why. We're always trying to play the reason why game, and why you're this, and why you're not blessed, and why you're not that, and why you're not this. At the end of the day, saints of God, you know your walk better than anybody yourself. And one thing that I can tell anybody, it doesn't matter who you are and how much you give and how much you do this here. If we are not if we're trying to get something through God and from God, we got to line up with God. You hear me? I don't care who you are or how well you can preach, how well you can pray, how well you can sing, how well you can shout. If you want something through God and from God, you got to line up with God. You hear me? You got to line up with God. And sometimes God already be answer us. And while we trying to find a reason on the situation, God is taking some of us. We don't need the reason. What we're going through is the reason. It is the answer. Because I asked God for a better life. And since I asked God for a better life, he took me down a path where generation curses have to be broken off of my family for we can enjoy, y'all hear me, for we can enjoy a time with God. I ask God, my God Almighty, my finances need to be changed. So God take us down a path where we don't understand to where we don't have no job. Now we have a lack of finances. And I just pray, God, what is this and why should my finances acting this way? I need this. But God is a God to, he don't give us what we want, but he's a God to give us what we need. And what we need, my God Almighty, might not line up with what I want, but you got to understand, if we go ahead and receive what we need, we're going to end up getting what we asking for, but it's just not coming the way you want to come. We got to get out of this place, the reason why. The thing about it is, let's line up with God, because somebody is going through financial hardship, God probably will be teaching them the value of money. I'm telling you right now, you understand the value of something when you had it, when you have it and you don't have it no more. Then you understand how valuable it is. Then once you receive it, my God Almighty, you understand wisdom going to come with it this time, because you're not going to do anything to mess it up and lose it. Sometimes God got to give you something and take it back from you for you can learn how valuable and important that it is. Y'all hear me? I feel the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty, let's begin to search ourselves and search the lesson what God is trying to place inside of us. We own as individuals, my God, to look into ourselves from the pulpit to the floor, my God, and understand imperfection that it is in our life. And I'm telling you right now, and once we understand that what's in our life, my God, we'll begin to line it up with God. How do you know God is not answering you in the midst of this wilderness that you might be in? A lot of things is not of the devil. Certain journeys is of God. I thank God for the journey that I took and the journey that he done led me through. I thank God because of my journey and because of my walk, it taught me the value of a lot of things. It taught me the things to what to do. Y'all hear me? My God. And it taught me some things what not to do. Because that I went through that, and because you're going through what you're going through, it teaching you a values. It teaching you. Maybe God is giving you something right now. You got to understand something. God teach us how to fish other than giving us the fish. You hear me? He teach you how to fish other than giving you the fish, because as long as he can teach you the ability to be successful, my God Almighty, you don't have to depend on, my God, be dependent on individuals or other sources, my God Almighty, because the ability and the instructions that God that impregnated or placed inside of you with, my God, that is what going to help you to get to the place you need to go. But you have to go through what you're going through. You have to go through the wilderness. You have to go through the valley. How can you help somebody else if you never went through anything? I want to find me somebody got a limp in their walk. I want to find somebody. Y'all hear me this morning? I need somebody, my God Almighty, that doesn't have the perfect music, that doesn't have a perfect phrase, don't have the pretty shout. They got a limp in their walk, my God Almighty. They probably be bent over in the spirit. Them, the individuals, they went through something, and they got something that they can tell you, my God. If you could keep your trust in God and keep your walk with him, I feel good right there, and everything will be all right. How would God is answering a lot of you right now. You hear me? He answering a lot of you right now. Don't look at the things that you're going through. You probably say, God, I got me in this fire furnace. You got me in this air. We get a lot of, when we go through sometimes, we get deep. You know, we answer, my God, I'm about to turn this down right quick. My God, sometimes we'll go start getting deep. We'll start getting deep. We'll start taking scriptures, what they don't say at ADMDC, and we'll start lining it up with our life and start pinpointing that, oh yeah, God, if you got me, I'm in a fiery furnace like Shadrach and the Meshach and Abednego. God, I'm in a lion's den. God, I'm going through a Job experience and all this kind of stuff here. Baby, let me tell you something. We understand the Bible got us there to understand the relationship between God and man. And the Bible have us there to understand the ability that God could do. You got to understand something. Some of us are not going through no Job experience because the Bible said this here about Job. He is a perfect and an upright man. A lot of us are not perfect by a long shot, and we're not upright by a long shot. So I can't be going through a Job experience. And also the Bible said, Job sacrificed, my God, he made a sacrifice every morning for each and every one of his kids. Y'all hear me? Some of us, it takes a hard time to just sacrifice 2 or 50 cents, my God, to a sanctuary. So let's scratch that out by going through a Job experience. Y'all hear me? And let's get deep with God about our experiences, what we going through. The woman of God says in the verse of 20, it searches me, searches my heart. You got to search yourself. And today, God is answering a lot of your prayers. My God Almighty, so what you sleeping on a floor? So what you eating for somewhere? My God, the order to get the compassion that you need to do the work of God is, you have to go through them hardships. You have to go through the hard time. My God, let me tell you something. When you find people that have a compassion for other people and want to bring them in and shelter in the house, or, my God, want to feed them, then the people have the same like experience, but they came out of theirs and they understand what an individual is going through, because now they have compassion what they don't went through, and they understand an individual situation. But if they never went through it, they will never have the understand or have the understanding and also the compassion to embrace somebody in their hardship, in their hard times. My God Almighty, I'm telling you right now, saints of God, what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. And right now you in a place and in a good place. The thing about it is, you got to keep walking out of this here, for God can give you your reward. Your reward is at the end of the tunnel. But I cannot be a man of God, my God, to pull you out of your preparation, to pull you out of your process. I got to tell you, you keep walking, because at the end of the light, God got a reward with your name on it. He got a praise, my God, that to impregnate you in your belly. You got to keep walking. God is answering a lot of your prayers. That's why you're in the wilderness, to give you what you need, but not what you want, to help build up the skills and ability that he placed inside of you, other than being Santa Claus and want to give you a present when you ask for it. I'm telling you right now that timing is now, and I wish an individual, my God Almighty, that's why, my God Almighty, I be slow to talk about people in their situation, in their life. Oh, y'all going through because of this here. Y'all going through because of that there. Oh, sister, brother. No, what you're going through, you need to go through it. You need to keep pressing, because greater, my God Almighty, the calling, greater, much is given and much is required of thee. One thing about it, you don't need to stay right there. You got to keep going. That's why it says going through. You going through. My God, you going through this situation. You going through this issue. You going through this circumstance. It's not for you to settle residence there. No, it's for you to keep moving on through. You just passing on through. Amen. And a lot of you this morning, you are passing through. God is answering your prayers, but he just wants you to stay in alignment with him. And long as you stay in that divine alignment with God, you're going to keep going through God's perfect will. You'll hear me. And you're going to keep walking through and get the prize at the end of the tunnel. my God Almighty, my God, and God is ready to raise you up to resurrect things in your life. But baby, you got to go through. You got to go through. Shadrach and the meat shack will never experience God in that level if they never went through the fire furnace. Job will never experience God on that level if he never had that experience. Daniel in the lion's den will never experience God in that level if he never was shut up with hungry eating like y'all hear me. Moses will never knew God in that level if he never answered the calling. My God calling for him to answer. Y'all ain't hear me this morning. The disciples sitting around Jesus, they will never know God in that level if they did not answer the calling through hard times. You don't know where you're going to lay your head. You don't know where your next meal is going to come. But God said, you come. Follow me. And you will never know that God is a provider. God could take something, my God. He could take a little bit and make much. He could take two fishes and five loaves of bread and feed thousands. I will never know if I went with on that journey. Y'all hear me this? Y'all, my God Almighty. And you will never know. Some of you are trying to experience God through somebody else, but God is trying to give you his own personal experiences through your situation. You won't never know Jehovah Jireh if you never needed something provided in your life. You won't never know that he's a healer if you did not never had an infirmity. You won't never know he's a waymaker if everything was made clear out for you. Listen, I'm about to get off of here. My God Almighty. My God, I'm about to get off of here. You won't never know if he was a counselor if you never needed any counseling. But because of things that you needed in your life and because of situation that happened, that's why you can stand with a testimony. I know he's Jehovah Jireh. I know he's my provider. El Shaddai, El Nisi. I know there is a Yahweh. I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. I know that he's my God Almighty, a provider for me and my family. I know he is a good business partner. I know he's a good prayer partner. I feel it right now. I know that I can tell him everything, and I don't have to worry about him gossiping about my business, using the things that I don't told him against me. I know, because when I was in trouble in them times, God was there, and I could say because of them times that I went through. I know
You want to praise God.
Give him the praise. Give him the help. Give all your naysayers. So what?
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.